So having said that, this is Dr. David, and I've never met him before, except yesterday. But we have mutual friends in Hawaii that bring me and bring him. And our friend Linda Kelly said to me, when I told her about our church and that we have speakers, she said, you need to bring David, because he has seen so, he travels all over the world. He sees many manifestations of God's glory. As a matter of fact, he laid hands on me. I got oil on my hand and some little glory, shiny glory dust. And so the glory is, the glory is already moving. So if you've come with expectancy to be healed, to be set free, keep that spirit of expectancy, because I believe that the Lord is already present tonight to do signs and wonders through our wonderful brother, Brother David. So please welcome him.
Hallelujah. Thank you for having me. And I'm excited because anywhere I go, I know God's with me. Everywhere I go, I know God's with me. And do you know what? He's with you. Amen. Wherever you're at, God's going to be with you. And I was fortunate to go to Peru. I just got back from Lima, Peru. And that was an interesting thing. I know it was going to be a good time when the border patrol or the customs agents takes me to a little room. I was over there handing my passport. It's a brand new passport because my other passport expired, it was expiring in February. So, you know, you renew it a few weeks before it expires. I got it in and I'm like, oh, cause new passport, no problem. And then, that's my book. Okay, thanks. And when I went through, I gave him the passport, the guy smiling at me. And he's like, oh, you're going to have a good time, Peru? Yeah, what you doing here? Oh, just a little bit of, I never say I'm a preacher. I always tell him I'm a real estate agent because I do have my license, because you don't know how, you know, don't give the devil any ammunition that you don't need to give him. And I just say, I'm going to go visit some friends and just have some fun. And he's like, okay. And he's all smiling. And all of a sudden, he just stays quiet, stares at me. I'm like, well, this went south real quick. And he's like, is this your passport? I go, yeah, it's my picture on it. He's like, come with me. I'm like, oh, well, this isn't good. And he's watching me as I walk. Can you walk in front of me? Well, I don't know where I'm going, sir. He's like, well, just follow me, but keep a little distance. I'm like, okay. Now, granted, I don't speak Spanish. I can talk taco, burrito, enchilada in the restaurant. But you get me out of the restaurant, I don't speak it at all. Unfortunately, Peru has more people that speak English than Mexico. Because everywhere I went, there was somewhere around me that could speak English. And I went inside over there. They sent me in a security room, and for 20 minutes, I have security going through my bags I'm bringing in, talking to me why I'm in this country. And they go, well, your passport was reported stolen. I'm like, what? No. I'm like joking around. The guy like, it's not a funny matter, sir, because it says you stole this passport. I go, well, how did I steal the passport? And I showed him my other passport on my phone from the previous one, you know, take a picture of it. And I show him that. I go, how's that? That just expired. This one's a new one. So anyway, he looks at me, and then finally I go, look, okay, I'll tell you why I'm really here. And I broke out my Bible. He said, I'm here to preach the gospel. I'm here to pray for the sick. I'm here to bless your country. So either you stamp my passport or you send me back on the plane, because that's all I'm here for. And he just looks at me, stamps a passport. Okay, sir, leave. But then when you came back, when I was coming back, they're like, how did you get in the country, sir? Your passport stolen. I'm like, oh, here we go again. Back to the same little room. Finally got my stamp. I get to the gate. And you know you did something for God is when the devil's bugging you. You know, I don't mean to give him any glory in any sense, but I'm just saying when you start getting hassled, you know God did something. We had so many miracles. I'm going to share a little bit about that tonight. But I get over there to the gate. I mean, finally, I get my passport stamp. I get to the gate. I'm like, okay, just enough time. I'm waiting in the line, and then they came up to me. Can we see your papers? I gave them papers, and they go, "Oh, sir, can you step outside?" I'm like, "Oh Lord, what now?" And they go, "You've been randomly selected." I go, "It's like I'm randomly selected in every country. Are you serious?" So I go over there, and they go through my bags. They go, "Sir, can you put your hands on the table?" I'm like, "What? Like I'm arrested? Just put your hands on the table." And they put they're looking for anything explosive, and then they put it inside the machine, and then red ring, it just start ringing. It went from 1 to 7 real quick. And I'm like, well, 7's a good number, but it wasn't a good number for explosives. And it said handled explosives. I'm like, oh, no way. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Also, the security comes. I mean, I'm tired. I just want to get on that plane. It's a red eye back, 6 hours back. And I'm like, Lord, really, and finally, like, just go through my bags and stuff. So they took everything out. Security tells me to get on the floor, get on my knees. I go, I'm sorry. I don't get on my knees for anyone. I apologize. I only get on my knees for God. So either you check me again or you arrest me. And I go, they checked it again, and it was a false positive, and they put all my bags back. But I'm just saying that when you're going out for God, don't worry about the strife. Don't worry about the strife. You know, the devil can only do this. He can only, don't only put you hard, poke you. He can only push you. He can't take you. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Father, we ask that your blessing is here. Father, I thank you for evidence now. Father, we've seen the gold dust, Father, in our sister's hand, in my hands, and several people in here already getting that, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the wonders of God, Lord. Lord, I pray that the words that I preach today, Lord, are mixed with faith. Father, that it will produce something for someone in this room, that they will receive something, and when they mix the word of God with faith, Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Father, bless everyone here and heal everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just a quick short testimony about me. Before I was born, for all of y'all that did not see the Sid Roth episode, my sister knows the story already, but before I was born, my mother had a tumor, and when she went to an evangelist, her pastor, Dorothy Davis, and a very powerful woman of God back in the 70s, early 70s, well, it was 70s, 1970, went and prayed for, went to her to get prayed for. She laid hands on the stomach and said, Sister Yanez, that was her pastor, so they had a relationship, good relationship. My dad was a pastor as well. He was under her covering, and she goes, that is no longer a tumor, but that is a baby boy, and his name will be called David. And he will preach the gospel around this world. God has given him the gifts of signs, wonders, and miracles. Many souls will be saved, and many, many more healings will happen. He will be with God all his days, and God will be with him. He will have great favor with men, but greater favor with God. He will be the apple of God's eye. So you grow up listening to that. Amen? You grow up being called tumor. You learn how to fight quick when you're young. I am not a tumor. But you learn how to rebuke early. Let's just leave it like that. But sometimes you rebuke with your fist when you're young. No one get any black eyes tonight, please. But I tell you what, you learn how to pray, and you try and find out how you're going to get there. Has anyone ever wondered that? How are you going to get there? There's promises, there's goals, there's things that I want, but how am I going
to
get there?
Hey, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details, but we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Roth Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation and miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
It takes a lifetime. I'm telling you, it all the things that I learned, all the things that I've done, is producing something for God. You know, Ecclesiastes tells us this: in the morning sow thy seed, in the evening withhold not thine hand, for you don't know which one will prosper, either this or either that, or if they both will prosper. You see, so don't ever be disappointed. This is for someone here. This is the Holy Ghost. Don't be disappointed that things didn't work out. Don't be disappointed that something failed in your life. I've had many failures. Now, I had a failure. It was when my first book I wrote. It was the ugliest thing. Only a mother would love that book. It was so ugly. In fact, I sent out 100 copies to 100 sponsors. I got 100 books back. You sent me the one that was wrong, that had a lot of errors, that looks ugly. I felt so bad. One lady sent me money. Hey, just try and fix your book. I was the lowest of lowest. But God, amen. Someone came to me and with gentle words, a big publishing company, a big distribution company just became a printer and they wanted to print books. And they said, we want to teach you how to make a good book. Instead of kicking me while I was down, so you got an ugly book, we're going to help you. They said, we want to make you teach you how to make good books. And from that time, 20 years later, they're the largest distributor in the world and they're the largest printer in the world. And I'm grandfathered in. I don't have to pay any of the big fees. Today I have 46 authors, 100 books out. But it was something that failed. But God will take that, and I'm able to bless men of God that don't know how to get their books back then together and get them into the bookstores and get them to where they can print books and sell books out there in the marketplace. So it's amazing what God will use. So I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to stop on that part and get into what I came here for. But don't ever be discouraged. Don't ever get depressed. You put your faith out there. You sweat it out. You trust God that he will return. Amen? He will give a return on it. Whatever you invest in faith, your faith is not void, right? What does the scripture say? So shall the words that proceed out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the things that I sent and prosper in the things I want it to. I preach a lot of scripture. I do, because that's what changes lives. I can tell you, I'm going to tell you a lot of funny stories today, but the scriptures are always part of my preaching because that is what heals. That the Bible says the word is even bone and marrow. So I tell you what, God is good. God is amazing. It's been an amazing trip in Peru. I'm telling you, we had a last service. It was on a Sunday morning. I was in Peru, went to this big church. They didn't know who they invited. They just said, yeah, their brother, their hermano's there. Bring him here. Yeah, he can preach. They didn't know who I was. They played the Sid Roth thing, and, you know, you don't see me preaching. You see me interviewing, and it's in Spanish. They're like, oh, look, I'm speaking Spanish. Awesome. They dubbed it. I showed it to my mom. Look, mom, I learned Spanish. She goes, no, you didn't. That's not your voice. But I go over there, and I go upstairs, and I come back downstairs. The place is packed out. And then I teach what I'm going to teach on Sunday, which is creative miracles. So you're going to have to be here Sunday. And I taught on that, showed some pictures. The place was crazy. Let me tell you what. There has been an awesome altar call since September in my ministry. An awesome, I put the whole healing thing on the side, and I do the altar call. Then I go back to the healing. And I tell you what, God's anointing's still there. Miracles still happen. And we've seen souls added in Johannesburg, or Peter Maritzburg in South Africa. We had over 700 people come to Jesus in September. My first night in Mexico, and I just set an altar call, and the place had 300 chairs out, and 300 people, all the chairs were empty, and they're all up front. And I'm like, this is for salvation. And I kept using our interpreter, this is for salvation. And make sure they're not just coming up for healing, because no, they all want Jesus. 300 people. The whole tent. It wasn't the number. It just everybody came up for Jesus. And I'm like, Lord, you're doing something special. And I know it had to be God because my translator was a mess. He's a young kid and he just broke up with his girlfriend and she's playing the bass with her new boyfriend. He's the whole time, he's like, dude, that's not what I'm saying. I know a little Spanish. That's nothing close to what I'm saying. So it had to be the Holy Ghost. But then I was in Lima, and we're at the first night of the crusade. I have a healing testimony that I go towards salvation right at the end of it, and 500 people came out of 800 people. You would just see lines of people coming up lines of people coming up. And it's amazing to see over 1,000 people. When in Mexico, we had 1,000 people saved in 4 or 5 days. And in Lima, we had over 1,400 people saved in 6 days. Not that we're counting, but we're counting. It's awesome. Not that that says anything, but it says God is there. Let me tell you, when you go places, I want to encourage you. You don't have to tell people who you are and what you do. You let God introduce you. The pastor in Lima, he fell down in his house, and he lived in this three floors up type of apartment, and he fell down the stairs, so he messed up his knee pretty bad, so he sent someone else to pick me up at the airport. Well, I know his picture, so that's what I'm looking for when I finally get my passport stamped, and I've got my luggage, and I'm going by, and I'm waiting. No one's there, and I've seen this man come up, and you can see the Spirit of God on people. And I knew it was him. I waved at him, and we talked, and he goes, well, pastor's coming. And we didn't have a translator, so we're using Google Translate back and forth. And then a pastor shows up, and when pastor shows up, he comes over there, and he gives me a hug. And I said, good to see you, pastor. And we went to go have the hotel and dinner. And then on Sunday morning, he said, I fell down and hurt my leg so bad, I was going to have to go to the doctor. But the minute that I hugged Dr. Yanis, God snapped my leg, and I was instantly healed. That's what God does. That's what God does. He says in his word that he's going to go before us. Amen. He'll go before us. And then when I was in Hawaii and at Pastor Marsha's church, and I met Marsha, like, if you have to know Marsha, Marsha's always like this looking at you, always trying to make, she's very prophetic, very always in the spirit. So when I came to meet her for the first time, it was our mutual friend that brought me in, and she's like, who's this guy? Well, Marsha's been hurting, her hand's been hurting for a month. She comes there, and I go, hey, David, yeah. And she goes, Pastor Marsha. Instantly, God healed her hand right there. God is good. I love it. It's like a stamp. Boom, this is my son. Amen. I sent him here. Amen. That's what God does. That's what God does. So on the last service that we had in Peru, I mean, we've seen so many people come into Christ, so many, many stories, but this I have to tell you because I don't want to forget. I was doing that altar call. I said, it's time for an altar call. Pastor's like, you sure? I mean, everyone's pretty much saved. I go, I never take that chance. I don't care what church I'm in. I never take that chance. There's someone in here, just one person, it's worth taking the time. You know, I had Reinhard Bonnke on my show a couple years back, and I talked to him about how America, we're not seeing altar calls, we're not seeing healing services hitting, what's wrong with us? And he goes, A, B, C, gospel. Preach the gospel. Expect the gospel to happen in the altars and give God the time. I was like, amen. Thank you. That's my Reinhard impression. I do voices. and I could do Sid Roth too, but... But that is what you have to do. You have to, if you preach miracles, then you give God time to do the miracles. If you preach salvation, give God time at the altar to get people saved. So I've been doing that at the services. And there was this brain damaged girl, 2 years in a car wreck, from a car wreck, brain damaged, sitting on the second row, probably where my brother over here, the black shirt's at, sitting there. And I said, don't let anything stop you from coming to Jesus right now. And she looked at me, we made eye contact. I go, if you need, I didn't know she was brain damaged. I said, if you need Jesus, then you better walk up here. The doctors said she would never walk, that her mind would not remember how to walk. They carried her and set her there. She had a wheelchair just on the other side of there. And she got up and she walked to the altar. When she walked up to the altar, and I showed pictures, I think, Mary, I showed you the pictures. I showed Pastor the pictures. But I have the pictures, too. You just see her just, at first holding people. Then I prayed for her. And then the pastor of the church, hey, he knows the language. He knows how to react with the people. So I gave him the mic and said, do what you got to do. I'm very confident in what I do. I don't have to have the mic. And I know God's with me. And he went over there, and we worked perfectly. He was grabbing testimonies and videoing them as I was praying through the line. But that's what God does. This woman was walking on her own. The time the service was finished.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but 3 healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and recorded them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation and miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
It was such an amazing time over there. Now, this is the Holy Ghost bringing this up, because I didn't even jump to the sermon. I'm just giving these testimonies before I jump in. But it was so amazing. This older lady. Don't say that. Older lady. Keeps me safe. Hallelujah. See, 51 years blind in one eye. Blind. I walk by, and you'll see how I pray. I just gently walk by. Unless the Lord tells me to go fast, I'll go fast. And I just laid hands on her eyes real quick, and I kept going. She screamed, and she got on her knees. And for 10 minutes, she's crying on the floor, so I don't know what she's saying. She's speaking too fast Spanish for me. So pastor's over there talking to her, and I tell him, yeah, go ahead. And he picked her up and got her testimony. 51 years blind in one eye. She said the minute that we touched her, her eyes opened. Now, I don't know why. I don't know why that it happened when I prayed for her, because God's the one that gives the increase. Apollo planted, others have watered. But the Bible says only God can give the increase. So don't think much about yourself. Don't think much about yourself. I learned to give God all the glory. Because if I give him the glory and I lift him up, he moves me further. He gives me more responsibility. He gives me more things to do. And the power gets even stronger. So she was healed. That was an amazing testimony. And then this guy came running up to me, like just blindsided me with a cell phone. Like, I don't know what he was doing. Wanted me to make a call or pray for someone. So I just reached out, you know, just like that. And before I could even touch his forehead, he was on the floor. So after service, he comes upstairs and he went to apologize because he thought he scared me. I go, well, you know, you kind of did. I didn't know, he just kept flying at me. And he goes, well, my sister is on the phone. She has cancer. I told her when you were preaching, I didn't know this man was going to be here. If I knew him, I would have brought everybody in the hospital to him. This man is preaching words I've never heard about miracles and healing. And it's the creative miracles that I teach I'll teach it on Sunday. And right when he said, maybe you can get something if you hear it. And during the prayer, he goes, I'm going to take you up there. Maybe he can talk to you on the phone and you can get healed. Well, I never got to talk to her. I never got to pray for her. He's on the floor with his phone. But do you know what God did? Because God don't miss anyone. Where there is faith, God will operate. Where there is faith, it'll bring something. So right when he went out, the Spirit of God went on her. And when the Spirit of God went on her, she was in pain. She was literally in pain before that happened. Her stomach was hurting. Her chest was hurting. She had cancer. Right when it hit her, she said she felt something take something out of her. She got up and said, I'm leaving. I don't even feel sick. She got her bags and she went home. God is a God of miracles. It's time for the church to believe in miracles again. Now, because of the testimony that I shared before about myself, and what I only focus on miracles and healing. I can go to any church and preach a sermon just like anyone else. And God has built ministers to do that. But God has built me to pray for the sick, to focus on the healings, to bring faith in the place, to shake it for God. Because miracles happen. And once you get a taste of miracles, once you get a taste of God moving mightily on your behalf, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to...